Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. Hey, it's the Daughter of Godcast, episode 110, Earth Dog. In our last episode, episode 109, Nothing, I coined the term Ilani, which roughly translates to virtuosity at letting the universe deliver epic outcomes. Practical application of arcane insights. In episode 109 Nothing, I opined that Elon Musk seems like the most obvious embodiment of Ilani in our times. Seamus pointed out that Elon recently got into trouble for tweeting confusing / misleading statements about Tesla, and the SEC, or the Securities and Exchange Commission, smacked him down. So Elon can fuck up, which, to my way of thinking, is good news. Since he is capable of making mistakes, he is likely human, just like us. He's nothing special, just a guy who consistently tunes into the larger part of himself and seems to have compelling clarity about what he wants. Wanting is what I'd like to explore in the next couple of episodes, how to acknowledge what we want. Another word might be identify or even remember what we want. We're beginning a gradual segue out of the third season of the Daughter of Godcast summer vacation and back into our movie adventure. This is episode 110, Earth Dog. I might remind you that this podcast is about movie making, specifically making Daughter of God, a movie I wrote in 2005 and started shooting in 2006, 12 to 13 years ago. My first feature. How making this movie made me. Going from human being to being fully human. Daughter of God. She is coming. Ever closer now, the Chinese Year of the Dog wraps on February 4th, 2019. Are there still moving parts, adventures, and discoveries ahead yet to make? Yes, oh yes, expect mucho manifesting in the next 4 months. With the end so close, I am ready to revel about what I want to experience while and when Daughter of God gets done. What shape of completion feels the most exquisite? Emphasizing the experience of completion over the incidentals of completion, e.g. a feature film, is how we realize the best Daughter of God ever. What do I want to feel? Desires, aren't they mysterious? How do we know what we want? Before we can follow our bliss, what is bliss? What is your compelling desire? Do you know? Would you like to know? Does knowing make a difference? I've come to celebrate desire as the mechanism of reality creation. What we want is super important, vital, essential, the beginning of everything. To deny or ignore our desire is to douse the cosmic fires, short-circuit the glorious universe, and shut off the lights in the room. Without powerful desire, we're left groping in the dark. Most of the turbulence associated with strong desire is the belief that dreams don't come true, or that they very rarely do, unless we struggle and suffer. No pain, no gain. Even with hard work and perseverance, success is elusive. Maybe this idea of hard work is utter shite. Maybe dreams coming true and struggle aren't compatible. Let me repeat that. Maybe dreams coming true and struggle are not compatible, which is why dreams mostly don't come true. We've been going about dreams coming true all wrong. What if the most effective dream realizing actions felt easy, even pleasurable? Like calling on our full potential and getting a robust answer, or going deep into our resilience and flexibility, or having the delight and wonder of helping diverse elements fall perfectly into place. We can't invite our desires in and serve them biscuits and tea if we are fairly certain that no matter how hard we try, desires are almost always thwarted. When trying and effort is the only option, then desires have to stay outside, where all the other dangerous wild things live. Maybe the dreams come true recipe is strong desire, coupled with confidence in the efficacy of great feeling action. That is the recipe, basically. Just for fun, pretend I know what I'm talking about, pretend I'm telling the truth. That you now know how to make any dream come true. What desires would you let off the leash? What wild dreams would you dare to dream? At first, and for a little while, this felt like a big leap for me to make. My transition to an effective dreams come true awareness is pretty far along now. The amazing, ecstatic completion of Daughter of God is just the beginning. You listeners and watchers of this podcast have had a front row seat, though maybe we were never quite sure what the Dan Kelly, aka Shri Fuji Split show was all about. I've been showing myself how the cosmos goes, and maybe you too. If Elon and I can knock them out of the park, well, so can you. That's my first step for bliss following. We start by demonstrating to ourselves that feeling a little better is always a choice, and making this choice gets us on the express lane to dreams coming true. As the least of our dreams start coming true, one by one, little by little, we can free up and unleash more of our desire until the biggest dreams come tromping out into the light, shaking the earth with every step. And that's the Daughter of Godcast episode 110, Earth Dog. My cousin Shannon gave me shit about extending the completion date beyond December 31st, 2018. She's not trapped in a Guaylo temporality. She just wants the movie to be done so she and her son Jack can revel with me and celebrate. Because their excitement about the movie wrapping up is very prominent in their experience. Babies born between February 16th, 2018 and February 4th, 2019 are Earth Dogs. According to ChineseNewYear.net, Earth Dogs are stubborn and never give up. They aren't very connected with the world and society. Though stubborn, they respect other perspectives. They believe that as long as they work hard, they'll make it. Hints about our Earth Dog. She is coming.